Yeah, I've heard that before.
Or the old goat, nanny goat, and the old billy goat.
That's it. Well, talking about hogs, what would the male hog be called?
Male or boar?
The what?
Male or the boar hog.
I see. Is we say if, what about a little one when it's first born, you call that a?
Pig? Little old gilt or little old boar pig?
Well, when they get a little bit bigger, is there anything between a pig and a?
Shoat.
That's a shoat. I see. Well, say a male hog that you had altered, what would he be?
Boar. Or if he's a bigger one, call him an old stag. Stag, and if he's just a shoat to alter, well, they call him boar then. Boars and the gilts.
Why did they do that?
Well, you can't handle a bunch of boar pigs. When they get about 6 months old, you can't keep them in the pen. They're breaking out. They're fighting and carrying on all the time. You can't feed them out and get them ready for the market.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do that to make them settle down and behave themselves. They'll eat then, lay around and get fat. They won't be fighting around all the time like them boars do.
Does it have anything to do with the way the meat tastes?
Yes. No hog meat ain't. I always said what fit to eat is strong. Stinks. I notice now though, the market buy them and pay a pretty good price for them. When I was a boy, you couldn't sell the old thing.
Well, talking about a bar, what do you say has been done to him? He's been
castrated.
Have you ever heard a farmer say anything else for that? Besides castrating?
Some of them call them trimming them or shaving them.
I see. Ever heard somebody say he had to go out and cut them?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you know these stiff hairs that some hogs have on their back? What do you call those?
Have what?
These stiff hairs on their back.
Oh, you mean those white stripes?
Well, let's see. I was just thinking about the hair itself.
Them old bristles on the back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, awful hog got bristles up down the back. You get them mad, stirred up, that hair on will stand straight up, those bristles will. And you better get ready to get out of the way, and stay out of the way.
Be pretty rough, huh?
They're going to bite you. They'll kill you if you let them get you down.
Have you ever seen one that had these old long teeth?
Old tushes, yeah. I've seen lots of them. Time that year and a half old, they'll have bad-looking tushes.
Imagine they could get after you with that.
Yeah, you better keep out of the way of them, too. I used to have a pen. I had a bunch of old sows in there. They're around 2 years old, and they got to working with the fence, and they'd hang them tushes in that hog bar, and they'd sit back and squeal. They'd squeal for an hour or two that, when all that do is walk up and they'd come loose, but they wouldn't do it. And I got to where I couldn't do nothing with them. There's about 12, 15 of them. I got to where whenever one was squealing, carrying on that door, I walked down to the pen. I kept a hammer there that I nailed up with. Anyhow, I'd take that hammer and break that tush off. Then they couldn't hang up no more.
Yeah.
So in a little while, I had every one of them tushes broke off. And I wasn't bothered with them hanging up and squealing. They squealed like something was killing them. And journeying them just when you got to them, why, they'd walk up and come loose. And if you didn't, they'd squeal for an hour there in the hot sunshine.
That was a mess.
It was a mess.